If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 13th day of September 2010. If you think Friday the 13th was bad, just wait until Monday the 13th. Ooh, but that isn't why I called everyone here. I was having a great conversation with a friend of mine, Shane, this past week. And he is one of the founders of the great YouTube channel, Follow the Musicians. And they have musicians from all over the world. They each have a day. They have a topic for the week. And it's just a fantastic channel. It's something new every day. And it's always good music. And I love music. I got into radio because of music. But we were discussing it, specifically his performance on this particular song, and I told him how much I enjoyed it. And he said, well, my vocals weren't good. They weren't perfect. And it got me thinking about perfect vocals and how so many different songs, and especially in rock and in popular music, have vocals that aren't perfect. And I think that's really some of the charm of the music. I think you'd be missing a lot in rock and roll if someone were to stop and say, let's go record some perfect vocals. Now, you have to understand the 60s. Back when rock and roll was really starting to come out, musicians were recording and recording often. Studios didn't have time to put a lot of time, unless you were just a huge super group, didn't have a lot of time to put into records. And many times, mistakes were left musically and vocally on records that we all thought were just part of the song. But then later, when I would be either interviewing somebody from the group and I'd ask them, they say, oh, no, that was a mistake. We left it in. Or my voice broke and they thought it sounded fine, and so we just left it. And out the song went. So perfection is not really something that rock and roll knows. Life-changing is something rock and roll knows. There are a lot of ways you can describe it. And yes, you can have the perfect rock song, but I just thought that maybe sometimes you can be too hard on yourself about your own performance, because any time that you are able to get in front of someone and play, or to sing and play, anytime you create, you're going to move somebody. And I think rock and roll and music is more about moving people than it is about perfection. And so that's why we don't need to worry about it. I heard some great music this past weekend, and this past week at the Georgia Music Hall of Fame during the Steve Penley art exhibit. And Robert McDuffie, who is a concert violinist, played this masterpiece this that has been written, that is on his new CD, which I urge you to get. And he had a group of students. I mean, they looked like children, but they were all college students that he's done at the Mercer Music School here, a university here. And what they created and what they did together, these kids were amazing. And of course, with Robert McDuffie playing the lead of this the American Four Seasons, which has been sort of rewritten for him, it was just astounding. It was perfect. It really was. And so in that case, I understand that in a performance and in something like that, where it is cheated in music, but sometimes in the raunchy world of rock and roll. And one thing that Robert McDuffie is friends with R.E.M., because you do know two members of R.E.M. grew up in Macon along with Robert McDuffie. And they played Vine Engel Little League together. You know. So and he appreciates the spontaneity, the raunchiness of rock and roll, just as they appreciate the minute attention to detail of classical music and of the classics. Everything has its place in music. But in rock and roll, it's not always about perfection. It's about feeling. It's about heart. And I'll see you tomorrow.